hate to do that, but the time is about up. It's 8 o'clock. And that about wraps up today's edition of Highway 322. This is Farron bringing us to a close. Within the meantime, Chuck Pyle, Boulder's own Chuck Pyle. Rest in peace, Chuck. You passed away earlier in the year with my grandpa's hands. Ride on, Chuck. Ride on and ride free, my friend. David Kaufman and Eric Kabor in there with Kiss Another Day Goodbye. Tim O'Regan, former Jayhawks drummer from 2006's release with the song River Bends. And Joan Shelley to open it up with Not Over By Half. And she's a Kentucky singer-songwriter based out of Louisville, Kentucky. And yeah, we've got Dan standing by in the Boulder, in the Denver studio, so we don't want to keep him waiting. He's got a great show lined up for you with Dixieland Marmalade. I want to remind our listeners, you're tuned in to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org.
Out for more. I don't want you, but I'd sure hate to lose you. You got me running between the devil and the deep blue sea.
I tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. Oh, I have bought a diamond ring and everything wore Margie. You are my inspiration. Days are never blue. After all is said and done, oh, Margie, you're the one. Oh, Margie, baby, I love you. Thank you.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the December edition of Dixieland Marmalade, a show we host once a month, monthly, on the third Thursday month of the, every third Thursday. My name is Big Daddy Dano, and I'll be with you for the next 46 minutes. Glad to have you along for the ride. We started our show with Lindsay Zaworski, a singer based in New Orleans, from a CD of hers called Hot Wax and Whiskey, and you heard the standard Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. She's a very fun singer. After that was the New Orleans Jazz Vipers, Blue Turning Gray. I'm glad the New Orleans Jazz Vipers are still going strong. I knew that group before Katrina, and they have since kind of regrouped in the last few years and are putting out recordings on a regular basis. New Orleans Jazz Vipers are awesome. And from Fritzl's New Orleans Jazz Band, Fritzl's is a place in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street where you can go hear live jazz just like you can at Preservation Hall. And they have their own house band. And what you heard was Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. And we close that set with Fats Waller, Yacht Club Swing. Dip back into the 30s to play some Fats Waller, who is very important to the genre of music. Happy holidays from KGNU. If you're in the spirit of giving and want to donate your unwanted car to KGNU, why, we're happy to take it. Your donation of a car, motorcycle, or truck will help us fulfill our mission of providing quality programming for everyone to enjoy. Call our toll-free number at 844-KGNU-CAR to move your vehicle along. That's kgnu.org, or call 844-KGNU-CAR. The time now is 8:16, and I've been interested in this lady jazz singer, Banu Gibson, and the New Orleans Hot Jazz Band, from a CD called You Don't Know My Mind. We're going to hear a track called I Got My Fingers Crossed.
I've got my fingers crossed. Not that I'm superstitious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. I'm afraid it's too good to be true.
Stop. bird told me that you love me, and I believe that it's true. This little bird told me I'd be falling, falling for no one but you. Well, there's no use denying, I may as well confess, of all the boys I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. A little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true. This little bird told me we'd be married, and I believe that it's true. We'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. A great big pup, we'll call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. A goldfish pond and a wishing well, everything's gonna turn out swell. A little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true. Well, a little bird told me we'd be happy. This little bird told me we'd be married. And I believe that it's true. We'll have a pretty cottage not too far. Yeah. All fenced in like a movie star. Hey. A great dame pup, we'll call him Ace. Hey. Lying there by the fireplace. Hey. A goldfish pond and a wishing well. Turn out. Everything's gonna turn out. No, dear, I'm sure I love you best. A little bird told me we'd be happy. And I believe that it's true. This little bird told me we'd be married. And I believe that it's true. We'll have a pretty cottage not too far. Yeah. All fenced in like a movie star. Hey. A great dame pup. Call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. A goldfish pond and a wishish pond and a wishing well. Everything's gonna turn out swell. A little bird told me we'd be happy.
All right, thank you very much, Sophie. You're stuttering a little bit there. What a shame. What a nice track. A little bird told me. From Miss Sophie Lee of New Orleans, and the record called To Ella Moon, where she dedicates it to both of her grandmothers. It's 8:32. I'm Big Daddy here on KGNU. Dixieland Marmalade, where we do this show every month on the third Thursday to kind of complement Ragtime America which is not on at this time. And we used to be on the second Thursday of the month. And then Jack Rummel, who has a Model Train Club meeting, that switched to Thursday, the third Thursday. So here we are. We moved with the times. We started that set with Banu Gibson and the New Orleans Hot Jazz. And that was a track called I Got My Fingers Crossed. Next up was a clarinet player from New Orleans. Lots of musicians making their living playing in the hotels and convention centers and things like that. Louis Ford is one of them, and his New Orleans Flares. That was a track called Jackass Blues. Another New Orleans mainstay, Steve Pistorius Trio with Orange Kellen and James Evans. That was a track that you heard was called Arkansas Blues from a record they put out this year called Under the Creole Moon. And finally, Miss Sophie Lee. It's 8:33. We want to tell you about a nice New Year's Eve show. Three nights with Itchio at the Three Kings Tavern, Thursday, December 31st through Saturday, January 2nd. 21 and up, the Denver-based percussion-centric electronic marching band Itchio presents three nights of New Orleans New Year's Music and Mayhem, New Year's Music and Mayhem, with a driving drum corps battery, Takeo drummers, and an arsenal of electronics, including synthesizers, theremin, vocoders, and many other special electronic devices. Itchio engulfs its audience in an electric bog of music and spectacle. Anyway, I've seen Itchio a few times, and there's about 30 of them, and they all play different instruments. It's a very rhythm-centric, and they walk around the venue like they're spacemen, and they have backpacks, and they have these flashing lights, and they're all dressed in dark, and it's a pretty good show, and it can get loud too, boy. It's its own kind of rock music. We want to go next to a little Christmas music from the Dixieland Ramblers, track number 13, and which is called The 12 Days of Christmas. I just love this arrangement. It's pretty novel.
Linking.
11 ladies laughing.
10 vipers striking.
9 drummers plumbing.
8 maids a-making.
7 crawfish peeling.
6 priests a-praying.
5 golden sprays.
4 counting girls.
3 friends wives.
2 turtle soups.
And a tuba in a sycamore tree.
Thank you.
Good evening. It's 8:47 here on KGNU's Dixieland Marmalade Show. I'm your host this evening for the last 47 minutes and the next 13 minutes as we roll into Swing Shift with our buddy Dave Glatz. We heard from the Dixieland Ramblers a CD called Dixieland Snowman. It's kind of funny. It's issued on Louisiana Red Hot Records, so snow is definitely a novelty down there in Louisiana, and having a snowball fight with some snow, if you can make a snowball out of it, only happens every few years at the most. So I'm always interested in how snow is such a mystique down in Louisiana. And that was the 12 Days of Christmas. I really love that arrangement. It's quite novel. Next up was a Firecracker song called the 12th Street Rag from the Firehouse 5+2. And they were a band that played at Disneyland during the 50s. And they're quite an explosive Dixieland jazz band. After that, we went to the Denver Jazz Club Youth All-Stars, their CD, third CD, Mile High Stomp, under the direction of Miss Dr. Ed Canava. And what we heard was a track called That's a Plenty, a standard. And these young men and women do such a fine job with Dixieland. You know, sometimes you're worried about the genre is going to go away. But it's really in good hands with people such as this. And after that, we heard from some old friends of ours, Caligo, which is really two Californians, Marty Eggers piano and Virginia Tishner on the drums. And they're joined by Maury Walker and Bill Clark, who live in Denver. And the track that you heard was The Man in the Moon, Caligo Ragtime Quartet. Thank you. All right, that was two quick tracks related to Jelly Roll Martin. Excuse me. It's that time of year where you just cough, even if you're perfectly healthy. Jelly Roll Martin, a track called Dr. Jazz. I really love this CD of Jelly Roll because he plays with the band and it's so wonderful. Then we heard another track of Jelly Roll Morton's, something that came out this year from New Orleans pianist Dr. Michael Torregano. And we gave you a track called Black Bottom Stomp from a CD called Dr. Jazz. Next up, for the next 2 or 3 minutes, Chris Tiles, Silver Leaf Jazz Band, a tribute to King Oliver. You're going to hear a track called Canal Blues. All right, the time is now 8:59, kicking off to 9 o'clock, just a few seconds away. My name is Big Daddy. It's been a pleasure to be your host for this evening on the December edition of Dixieland Marmalade. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. And at KGNU.org. The time now is 9 p.m.
And a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. And tonight we present more music of the holiday seasons, which tonight we're entitling The Nutcracker Suite. You'll know soon why. In the late 30s and 40s, it wasn't unusual for big bands to take a theme of from classical music and turn it into a popular tune. But one of the more ambitious arrangements of those times was Les Brown, the Band of Renown, taking on Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite.
The Mole, take one, please.